Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hindsight Podcast. Always a pleasure to have the guys join us for another edition of the podcast. And it's great to have IBK Sports. I've got to say, he's the only one I'm introducing today because we've missed him for quite some time. IBK, it's so good to have you back. And first of all, I have to say a big congratulations to making it back. Yeah. And look, we missed you. And everybody missed you on the podcast, the comments on YouTube, Instagram.
I did blush you.
But Lagos is such a tough place, and
yeah, bro.
I mean, entirely, it's just amazing to see you. But I haven't seen you in 2 months, no? Mm. 2 months.
Firstly, my mom was not too feeling fine, and I thought I'd got past that. You know, I was happy that thank God for saving this woman. And the next thing, they run me street.
For Lagos.
Lagos be like, guy, your celebration never start down. So bring that phone.
Can anybody else tell me what else has changed about IBK? Quickly,
I think his haircut.
Haircuts changed.
Yeah, haircut.
He looks fairer now.
I think he's lost a few.
He lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, he looks fairer as well. They compare with you now. Your complexion.
Not the stress. So I just make on a find me phone, a new phone.
You get.
Can see the phone I'm using now.
I think we can crowdfund that. No.
We can crowdfund that.
I don't know about crowdfunding because
what's that? I mean, fans are buying things for people every day.
Yes, now.
I mean, fan love. Yes. If our listeners decide, look, I became get you
fan love.
That's fine. I will open an account.
Oh, you need if those robbers free return my phone.
No,
I go there. I go happy.
No chance. But no. So Nigeria played today. Nigeria, Central African Republic.
Yeah.
Last time we covered the game at the stadium, it wasn't a great experience or not the greatest experience. Albeit we got by. So I'm hoping today's a better experience for the people who are actually watching the games. Right then. So what are we expecting? I wanted to do a quick prediction before we start off the show. In the sense that, I mean, last time we won 2-1. Was it 2-1 or 2-0?
2-0.
2-0, right? We have a couple of new inclusions. I want to speak about one particular player in Taiwo Awoniyi who I think is the most patient player I've seen in a long time.
I swear. I can tell you that.
But in doing that, I always feel like many times when, you know, football players, especially the ones that feel they should get international call-ups, they don't get called up, they fade into oblivion in many ways, and you don't see them anymore. But for Taiwo, what he has done all through is go back to the basics, go back to working as hard as ever. And this season with Union Berlin, doing an amazing job. I think his score was 7 goals already, something like that. Yeah. I think he's got 2 assists. So it's great to have him back or have him in the squad for the first time. But before I do that, let's take predictions. I'm going to start with you, Wally.
I think straight win for Nigeria, maybe we'll concede one goal because we don't have the two anchor men in midfield in Dide and Etebo. So 3-1 Nigeria.
Etebo is getting injured a lot. And it's something we talked about.
Yeah.
Luckily, What could be the problem with that? Because
for me, I think it's just age. I think it's
how old is Etebo now?
Well, officially he says he's 26, if I'm not mistaken.
Etebo.
So you accept just that as official?
Just pulling him up.
I mean,
I normally go with what IBK says. What I like to do is, you know, 26, I like to say, you know, if you in a professional capacity, if you say you are 26, I have to believe you're 26. So that means I have to question the things that you're doing.
Your diet, I know.
You know, the things that you're doing off the pitch.
Exactly.
You know, your dieting, you know, who's your trainer? Do you have a personal trainer? You know, the lifestyle.
Family issues.
Or village people.
I think you don't come.
Yeah.
So Etebo is 25 years old.
26.
He's 25. He's 25.
Okay.
25, yeah. And at that age, I don't think, I mean, all things being equal.
He's 26 in November.
Exactly. I don't think he should be getting as injured as much as he is. Ordinarily, you know, to the best of my knowledge, what I would say is that, you know, like you said, age would have a thing to do with him getting injured so often. But he's 25.
What kind of injury? That's so because Dembele is very young and he gets injured as well.
Exactly. That's true. If
you are talking about, you know, hamstring,
muscle injuries,
then you know that this person is not. It's not, nah, it's not young.
Knee injury, muscle injuries are
the muscle don't
age.
The muscle don't.
You don't give up.
The muscle don't overwork. The muscle has worked beyond its capacity.
Really, I think we should actually check what the injury is like this time around, because I think he's out for like 4 months.
I think it's a major surgery that he just had.
So, by and large, for me, I feel like when you get injured this often, because it's really too much, whether it is muscle, something that has to do with the bone or whatever, it looks really suspicious.
Because it was the one time we all thought, oh, Etebo is finally in the Premier League, we can watch him more, and we haven't seen anything, to be fair. I think that's a problem. So, no, Ndidi, no, with Etebo. But we've got, we spoke about Taiwo Woni. I mean, what strikes you about him? When I look at him play, Taiwo, I think he's, in my opinion, the closest thing we have to...
Yekini.
I hate making comparisons.
Did you say Yekini? Yeah, I said Yekini.
Closest thing we have to... You were about to make a comparison.
It's not a comparison. It's more like, in terms of a natural goal scorer, because he looks like a natural goal scorer. Yeah, he's not a hustler like Victor Osimhen.
Yeah.
But he's a guy, he's always in around the box.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Always in around the box. Yeah. Always in around the box. And I feel like his finishing is really good as well.
Yes.
So, what do you think about him?
I don't who are you going to liken him to?
I was going to liken him to, what's the guy who came in for a short, who came in for a short bit?
Onuachu.
Not Onuachu. Simi.
Okay, Simi.
Okay.
Simi is also, you know, quick around the box. He's
I haven't seen much of Taiwo Woni, to be honest. I haven't seen much of him.
Exactly what I want to say about you saying maybe he's been unlucky not to get call-ups. I think I've been following him for a while, and most of Nigerian players abroad, their problem is always getting a perfect PR. You see some of them, they score about 13 to 14 goals in a season, and you only see it on maybe one of my friends. On, you know, because we are all media men, you always see it on your friends' WhatsApp status.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Awoni does not present himself well terms of...
You know why I disagree?
In terms of social media PR, selling yourself.
You know why I disagree? Awoni has struggled to get work permit for the past five seasons.
That's a big issue.
Yeah, it was a very big issue for him.
Because getting a work permit...
And finally, he got it this summer.
Yeah.
And that is why he has been able to...
I want to talk about the work permits in respect to England.
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying being called up. It doesn't affect him being.
So when you play for a team, you go on loan to a team, for instance, now. Yes. And when you're trying to build momentum, you come back to your club, you don't get the work permit.
Still can't
they
play.
Send you somewhere else entirely.
The problem is that Nigeria is not England or France, where you naturally get scouts around the world. Bro, if you are not forcing yourself on the likes of Genotro, on the likes of these NFF guys, most of them won't see you.
Yeah, but
do we even have scouts?
The only way if you have scouts,
how many of them go around the world to check these players?
Genotro,
I can tell you for free, we don't have any scouts. I think we just depend on the media
to do the job.
Depend on the media, but that's not what I wanted to say. We depend on the media. Also depend on Genaro's relationships and his
with the guys outside
the network. Guys outside network
are, no, but actually Genaro goes to
he goes for a lot few of those games. Players.
He goes
so,
to England.
So what it basically
does? Not just England.
Where?
Not just England.
I think it's a waste to go to England. You can see him on TV.
Exactly. He's reduced. Recently has reduced. You know his trips because now you have a team. Because now you have a team that looks solid to an extent.
Yeah, you don't have the money for that, regardless. You know, how much do we have to...
For Taiwo Woni, I just feel like it's almost impossible to force yourself on the national team if you're not playing regularly for your club. Mm. That's basically what it is.
But the thing is, when you say that, there are a couple of players that have played for this national team without having a substantial run with their football.
So how they got in was not based on what they were playing. The only person that I know of that got into
that team without having a club is Ahmed Musa. And that's, I think, is based off what he has done.
Right, okay.
National team.
No, what he's saying is that they've had a stint. For instance, now, this guy that plays now for Reading, what is his name? He's a striker. He's a forward. This guy is his agent. Longer is his agent.
Right. Mm.
He played for the national team in two games. Mm. I'm trying to remember his name now. So, yeah, there are players that have had stints in the team, even though they didn't come back.
Right.
You know, but, yeah.
Right. So, Nigeria played today 4-0. Did he say 4-0?
3-1.
3-1. I saw somebody say 4-0 somewhere on Twitter. What's your prediction?
I think 2-0.
2-0.
I think 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
Right.
Very tight.
I think we win 3-0. I think we went through. I heard the grass has been upgraded on Teslim as well. So there is that. Shout outs to Teslim as well. I saw the media center. It's really good. It looks great. And that's that. Right. So
Ini's not around today.
That's that. I think we have to put that out. Right. So I wanted to speak about a bit of comparison today. I saw something on Twitter and I thought it would make it nice for a nice conversation. If you were to pick between Jamie Vardy's career or Harry Kane's career, what would you rather go for?
Is it not too early to conclude easily, on Harry Kane's career?
I think I'll go with Vardy because in terms of personal achievements, he's there, he's top there, he's on top when it comes to Premier League and clubs, you know, record as well.
You said personal achievements?
Yeah, personal achievements for the club that he's played for. And you look at players, I remember when this guy that played for Tottenham, was this left-back guy.
Rose?
Yes, when he came out to say that he's tired of playing for Tottenham, that he's thinking of him sitting back after his career and nothing to show for it. You can't even tell your kids. You can only show them YouTube,
which is what I want to talk about.
I'll go with Vardy any day. He's won the Premier League. He's won the FA Cup.
We don't have the time to do on the podcast.
Kane is still on his prime now.
I want to speak about defining success and what success means, you know, to professional football players and athletes, you know, and you know, defining success on a personal and a collective level. Because in my opinion, athletes have been made to believe that if they don't achieve something with their teams collectively, that could be a failed career. I think that there's a danger in that.
I didn't say it was failed.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Like, ultimately, people tell you that, you know,
you need to win something.
You know, you need to win. I agree, you need to win something, you know. But there is a strong hegemony that if you don't win a collective trophy, that whatever else you do pales in comparison. More so when the factors are not completely in your hands, as we've seen in Harry Kane's case. So I was thinking about that. I was reading an article and I said, look, we have to maybe find a way to bring this to the middle, not to do extremes. Because if Harry Kane hangs up the boot today and he goes back and thinks, I've not had what I imagine as a top career, I think that's wrong.
That's why
I don't think it's wrong.
It's not wrong.
I don't think if Harry Kane doesn't win anything till he retires, he's had a failed career. I think he's had a less successful career compared to maybe a Jamie Vardy. Not a failed career. But at the end of the day, and it's not just about football alone. In anything that you do, you want to win, right? You want to be the best.
That's what I'm saying. When you're winning, what is winning?
Exactly. So we're talking sports. There are titles attached. There are medals attached.
And these things bring
memories.
You don't talk
about an athlete or a sprinter. Usain Bolt, for example. If Usain Bolt is going to sit back at the end of his career and without those medals, he's just a fast runner. That's the end of it. So as a footballer as well, you're good, very good. One of the best to ever play the game as a striker. But as a successful striker or as one of the greatest, you're going to be below some of the guys that want stuffs more than you. You know,
if you were to do a table of the greatest English players, would you, you know, strikers? Would you put Jamie Vardy above Harry Kane?
No, I would not. So I would also say that if your goal is to play for your boyhood club at the top level, you know, is that a problem? If Harry Kane, for instance, is totally a failure. He would have won more if he had left
like
to
I said,
Juve or Madrid.
But he didn't. But he won. He won titles at Roma.
Yeah, but if he decided not to leave, no. But we know that Totti was bigger than the trophies he won at Roma. He could have won more. For instance, Steven Gerrard as well could have won the Premier League.
Did he win titles with?
So for
with
example,
Italy, did he win titles with Italy too?
Okay, so if you can do that, then that is sufficient enough,
and
right?
Make no mistake also, sorry. At the time, Totti was playing for Roma, right?
They were not pushovers.
One of the biggest teams in Italy. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying, you know, Harry Kane would have had a failed career if you don't win or if you don't win titles. I think he would have had a successful career. He's playing it at a position where only probably 1% of the world would get to play. He's had a successful time as a footballer. But when you begin to talk about, okay, yeah, let's now...
Things that will bring bad memories.
Let's now
easily
put this in order, so, you know, successful, you know,
so
players.
I like the analysis. I'm just saying, would you say Jamie Vardy if it all stopped today for both players?
Yeah.
Is a greater English player
than...
I think Harry Kane is a better striker. But I think if Harry Kane doesn't win anything, I think Jamie Vardy would have had a greater achievement. Yes.
So what we say hasn't won anything, yeah. Right? I mean, you've won football matches in your life. You've won a couple of football matches, yeah, right? No, relax. And I'm saying this because I understand both contexts. And what I'm saying is we have to find a middle ground where some players have to not think that they're failures. Or the narrative cannot be made that this guy's career hasn't gone the way it's supposed to go. So take for example, if Steven Gerrard never won the Champions League titles he won, right? You think that's a failed career?
No.
Like I said, captain at 18.
I didn't say anything about being a failed career.
Let me just say this. Success is very relative, depending on how good you are. If Harry Kane was maybe Paul Onuachu, nobody would. In fact, if Paul Onuachu should retire today, he would say he's had a fantastic career. Yes. So Harry Kane is someone for his capability and what he can do on the pitch. There's something that should show for it. Just his goals.
Should we do the same thing for managers as well?
Because
look, every time we talk about, say, David Moyes or something like that, mm-hmm. everybody thinks David Moyes is a very successful manager.
Mm-hmm.
You get very successful manager. But you don't hear anybody say, you know, he's had, because he hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
He's not, you know.
Well, like you said.
Or Sean Dyche.
David Moyes is not exactly a top manager in that sense. Nobody so I would really say, for instance,
you're a top manager when you win.
Nobody really expects it.
Not exactly.
Do you expect Moyes to win a trophy?
Hold on. When you say he's not a top manager,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's subjective. You know why I say subjective?
Okay.
Because nobody wears a top manager on the back of their head. Is when you get in the finals or you get into big tournaments and you show by decision making positive outcomes.
You can do your best and still be beaten by a better team.
So we all can give that excuse.
So you can say that.
But I don't think you should use Moyes. Moyes has had a chance to manage, you know, a club like Man United.
No, don't do that.
But the point I'm making is that we have to look at this thing side by side. So let's even leave Harry Kane, for example. Dalima never won, you know,
Champions
never
League.
Rufai's argument
is this. If you have other things to fall back to.
I don't forget the original question.
Okay. What is the better career?
You know, whose career would you rather have?
A career with trophies, for crying out loud.
And I'll say, you would say
a career with titles, bro.
Yes.
But you see,
For instance, Vardy has even won the golden boot.
What I like to do with conversations like this, give perspective, you know, extrapolate across, you know, various players. So let's do John O'Shea, right?
Yeah.
John O'Shea won everything imaginable with Man United. So pick John O'Shea now, right? And pick Virgil van Dijk. If Van Dijk,
this thing will not work.
Relax now.
So you pick John Shea, pick Van Dijk. Who's had a better career? By your assertions, John Shea, you pick that career.
No, that's what I said. Let me say this. You're using Van Dijk as one. He has won the Champions
League.
You mentioned someone that has not won anything.
Exactly, because you started with Harry Kane. Harry Kane hasn't won anything.
I would say something. Let me just ask a quick question, please.
Let's find one defender that didn't win anything.
That is good. That is very good.
That is good.
So here's the conversation. Guys, we've had it. Let me use this as an example. We've had this conversation before when we were talking about Sergio Ramos, right? And we agreed. We had it on our show. We agreed.
Let's pick Harry Maguire.
Wait now.
Harry Maguire is good.
Whose career would you rather have?
Harry Maguire, John O'Shea.
What kind of disrespect is that?
John O'Shea could. I remember when Ferguson was talking about John O'Shea.
John O'Shea could play practically anywhere
now.
On
answer
the pitch.
The question. Which guy would
I want John O'Shea anytime.
But see, come on.
Look at
see of course, now nah, John O'Shea now.
But see, okay. Here's what I'm saying. No, I was there, Ramos. We had this conversation where we agreed. Ramos, when you talk about the art of defending, okay. I love him as a defender. But obviously, he's not the best defender that I've ever played the game. But when you talk about the greatest, because of how clutch he has been in winning so many titles and how many titles he has actually won, it is very difficult to put another defender ahead of him with everything he has won. Because now you're talking about the greatest. You're not talking about who's the best defender.
Even the likes of Baresi.
So when you talk about Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy, you see this argument we're trying to make. And I agree. I said, Harry Kane, I don't think he would have had a failed career if he don't win anything. But it would be very unfair to Jamie Vardy and how instrumental he has been in those titles that he won, to now say that, you know, because Harry Kane is a more popular figure, we don't put him ahead of the achievement that Jamie Vardy has.
Vardy has the numbers as well.
Let me do something my friend used to do. Egbonyo Olabi used to do this to me. You hold my hand when I make an argument. So Van Persie, let's be Van Persie. If Van Persie hadn't made that move to United, right?
Yeah.
And won that Premier League title, that now makes him,
yeah,
you know,
elite. Amongst the greats.
Elite, yeah.
You know, if you put a...
Wayne Rooney.
If you put a... No, come Wayne Rooney's too high. Come on. No, come on. You'd always take that. If you took Van Persie's career and you took...
Adebayo.
Hold on.
Adebayo.
Who was backup at United? Chicharito. Whose career would you rather have?
Van Persie, what? Come on, see.
No, he didn't mean anything, apart from that.
That's all he won.
So here's the thing.
The only answer is that Van Persie moved to United because he wanted us to pick him ahead of Chicharito.
Exactly. IBK, let me answer that. Another thing is this. See,
so Van Persie doesn't will get his argument.
Exactly. Because he knows that we'll talk up, people will keep talking about him long after he's gone.
Okay,
what do I want them to say about me?
Let me ask you a quick question. Just one last question, please. Just last. Pochettino's career at Tottenham and Di Matteo, who was more successful?
Di Matteo, how many years is Di Matteo doing?
It doesn't matter, but he won the Champions League.
Yeah, I'll pick Di Matteo any day of time.
No, now come on.
Watch.
No. You can't.
Is it not what I want?
You said I'll pick Di Matteo.
That's what I want, a career like that.
Even this Pochettino. You said Pochettino at Tottenham.
You didn't win anything.
So everything Pochettino has done after Tottenham doesn't count.
No, I said Pochettino at Tottenham.
I'll go with Di Matteo.
Why?
You limit Pochettino.
Exactly, you limit him.
Look, we're talking about if Pochettino stopped playing, he hasn't still won anything.
Exactly.
He has won the cup, but he has won the cup too.
The question is, you see, the thing is, when we talk about on this table, what we do is we go out of the shell of popular narrative and be a bit more analytical. So you're not a you're a football fan first. Mm-hmm. I'm a football fan first, but there is space for deeper reasoning and logic, right? There are factors that aid and aid you moving to a bigger club. Pochettino moving to Tottenham, moving to PSG and winning that title, you can say that it's a factor of a lot of things. You
players,
understand?
Better players.
You know, it's so simple.
Yeah,
it's simple. He moved there and won that title. He moved there half season.
But I can also say that the reason
that
he was able
to do with him.
But I can also say that the reason he was able to do what he did at Tottenham was because, one, he knew very well that I'm not going to be fired in 2-3 years. He was there. The only reason Pochettino.
I don't want us to go into Pochettino argument.
You made that comment to say we can't depend on whatever he has won at PSG.
Let's always remember. This is the conversation. This is the argument. We started from Jamie Vardy and Harry Kane.
Mm.
All I'm doing is extrapolating across other personalities. I'm saying if Van Persie, for example, didn't make that move to United, which you have to say is a fortuitous move. It is a fortuitous move.
Mm.
Yep. Because all he did, or Michael Owen, for example.
And you can't even use Van Persie as a
title.
You can't even use
Van Persie as a title.
Hold
on a sec. Michael Owen's career to win the Premier League title was by luck. Ferguson went through all the options, and there was this guy on the last day or last couple of days and signed this guy. So what I'm saying is that can you tell me that if Michael Owen has finished, even with a Ballon d'Or title to his name, you would pick a Jamie Vardy career over Michael Owen's career because Jamie Vardy
won more titles? Owen won trophies
first
before.
First of all, the comparisons are not working.
Didn't win any trophy.
So the comparisons are not working.
Real Madrid.
So here's the thing.
What about Real Madrid?
Right.
He wasn't playing. So I don't think he's ready.
So for me, the comparisons are not working.
What, so what I hear you say is okay, that you picked Abraham.
Well, the comparisons are not working. When you say Chicharito and Van Persie, Chicharito was not even playing. He was coming off the bench.
No, but he was playing.
He was coming off the bench, bro. Chicharito was back on. And he was coming. He was coming on some games. He played 10 minutes. He played 15 minutes. You said he was a backup. He wasn't even playing regularly. And you started with Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy.
There's a
two clutch players for their clubs.
Jamie Vardy. There's a Premier League title that Chicharito was very instrumental to.
Yes,
sure.
Very instrumental to.
Yes.
So I am not constraining this argument to a one-to-one season. I am telling you that Chicharito against Van Persie. Because what I hear you say, what I hear you on IBK say, is that you picked Tammy Abraham's career over Harry Kane's career. Because I won the Champions League title and won the Premier League title.
So yes,
do you know why I would pick that?
Comparisons are not working.
You remember I made mention of Paul Onuachu saying that if he retires today, he will tell you that he's had a fantastic career. See, the thing is that the level of how good you are will require what you come with it.
Who played? Timo Werner played for Chelsea last season when he won Champions League title.
Yes.
You picked Timo Werner's career over Harry Kane's career?
Do you know why I won't pick Timo Werner?
Werner
is not good enough for this conversation. That's the point. Because you are mentioning Vardy and Harry Kane, these are top strikers.
So Vardy is a top striker.
So for me,
close to Vardy and Harry Kane.
Do you understand?
Compared to Vardy and Harry Kane,
when you start with Vardy and Harry Kane, are two most important players for their clubs.
We are talking about players.
So when you start with those two, the comparison has to be the same.
Yes,
I don't think so.
Like comparing
the context of the argument. Let's not forget the context. The context is you've taken Vardy because of what he has won.
Yes,
No, that's not true.
I said Vardy is among players, the strikers that have scored a certain number of goals in Premier League that you can look back and say this guy is a top striker.
So what
Vardy is not just sit-out striker, he's a top striker.
We're done with that.
You are now mentioning Timo Werner. They have not even scored 20 Premier League goals.
No, what I hear you say, I think I've said that already. But anyways, so finally, who's the best player in the Premier League?
At the moment,
Mohamed Salah.
Mohamed Salah is the best in the world.
He's the best in the world. I knew that all of you say this wrong.
He's the best in the world at the moment.
Ronaldo.
Take it easy,
first. Ronaldo.
He's the best in the world at the moment.
First of all, he's a Liverpool fan.
Doesn't matter.
No. Who's the best player?
Not Mo Salah.
Who now?
That's what I'm telling you. I said not Mo Salah.
Oh, yeah, who now?
I ask you now.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo is better than Mo Salah.
No, who's better at the moment? At the moment.
Is this the Premier League now?
Yes.
I still take Bruno.
You don't say you don't like Salah.
No. What I'm saying,
Salah is the number one Premier League player now.
You see, this is quite disappointing because all of you on this table
went
with the narrative. Because he scored one goal
last
weekend.
No, at all. Salah has had 6 goals and 4 assists this season in the Premier League.
Yes.
He has scored important goals for Liverpool so far.
What I am telling you,
I'll go
through a list of 3 players before I sell on Musa.
Let's go. I'll
pick Kevin De Bruyne first.
Okay. Kevin De Bruyne has not even played much.
Relax.
At the moment.
Wait,
you see, the thing is that I am not saying the most informed player.
You said the best player.
I said at the moment, you said yes.
You said the best player in the league now.
The most informed player in the Premier League is probably Mo Salah.
Probably.
He did shift goalposts.
Relax now.
I understand.
Every time
you say best, it's all round, right?
Who is the best footballer in
the
Premier League?
Since the start of the season till now.
I say, who is the best player to have kicked the ball?
No, Ronaldo, it's not hard now.
This is the greatest player to play in the Premier League.
This conversation won't go anywhere. You'll be watching go post. Shut it down.
What I want to prove is that all of you are
wrong.
Affected by, you know what they call cultivation theory? They've cultivated people.
He's not good.
Like my friend always say, this is audible to the deaf and visible to the blind. that Mo Salah is the best player in Premier League now.
I'm done. Miles ahead of Ronaldo.
If you want to ask miles ahead question, of De Bruyne.
Next time,
miles ahead of Bruno Fernandes. I can tell you.
I'm done with that. But I'd rather pick a couple of players for Mo Salah.
If you mention Rudiger, I'll have said, okay, Rudiger is a very fantastic argument. But when you're mentioning Bruno, you're mentioning De Bruyne, I could choose to do Rudiger.
You get Rudiger is a big competition. That's why I said, against Mo Salah, I'll have maybe agreed with that. That's why I said I'll go through three players before I pick Mo Salah. Because in the end, if you tell me that because he scores a couple of goals,
not a couple,
he scored one wonder goal.
No, he has scored 6 goals. He has scored, and he has 4 assists. He has scored in critical games for Liverpool this season.
Are you kidding me? Relax. Who was PFA last year? Yeah.
Ruben Dias.
Yes. The season before was PFA.
De Bruyne.
No, Van Dijk.
Kevin De Bruyne won one of the awards.
It was De Bruyne, then Van Dijk. Then Salah.
Yeah. Ruben Dias won something, but wasn't PFA.
He won the
PFA. Writers.
No, he won everything. He won the two.
So what did Kevin De Bruyne win?
Last season. He didn't win anything last season.
Season before.
Not season before, he won PFA.
He won the PFA.
So the point I'm trying to make
is to make what? The point I'm trying to make is that if you tell me that... If you tell me, you'll be the driver.
Plenty will go down, come down because you just a pass where we no. You just a pass where we no. You won't kidnap us.
What I wanted to prove is that all of you are mad. That's that. I'm just good to have you back.
Thanks, bro. Very good to have you back.